Ask Catherine a lot of great questions. Does silver have to be reported in the F-bars? If you really want to not report silver in F-bars, that's the foreign financial reporting. I would literally want to check that with the IRS. I take the position if it's in a foreign account where the institution can act as your the equivalent of your agent or bailee. So if it's in an allocated or an allocated pool at a bank in a foreign jurisdiction where they can sell it, or if it's at Gold Money or another digital service like that, I would go ahead and report it. I always change some of the, if it's a digital online account, I always change some of the numbers on the account to XXX. If you have enough numbers, they can certainly find it if you've notified them. But remember, those databases are not secure. So now, if you think that reporting it is going to compromise your privacy, I assure you that the intelligence agencies have all this data anyway. So I don't see this as particularly compromising. So I would err on the careful side. And yes, if it was silver, I would report it on an FBAR. But if you don't want to, I would be careful and check with the IRS. What is the soonest you think retail supply chains in the U.S. could be disrupted by a national or global financial collapse? I think it's unlikely unless the political wars get to the point where the president really does use the kill switch. You know, I think, but I think that's going to be more from factions competing with each other, you know, and turf wars than it's going to be a financial collapse. So it's going to be a political war, not a financial collapse. I think the disruptions are going to be only occasional. It happens because you have such a centralized system. The big question is going to be droughts. Do we run the risk of bad droughts coming up or happening? We've certainly seen bad droughts last year, this year. If the bad droughts continue, then we really are in danger of some kind of financial problem. Okay, what would it take for Barack Obama to resign the presidency? Would he flee the country or stay in the country risking prison? I can't fathom such a thing happening. I think it's highly unlikely. A great deal of money and time was spent to get Obama elected. You know, his job is to take the mud and tomatoes and a lot of people to be have their time wasted by hope that, you know, the problem really is the president and the solution will be getting rid of him. If Mr. Global wants Biden to run things or they want the legal office lines in the government agencies to run things, they have ways of arranging that without Obama stepping down. So to me, I think that's very unlikely. You spent a lot of money getting the guy elected. Why would you take him down? So I just don't see it happening. Now, we see enough factionalism and turf wars happening that anything's possible. I just think if that happens, it's not going to be as important as you think to the long-term policies going on in this country. But, you know, as James Turk said on his interview, 10% chance that anything can happen. What recommendations do Franklin and James have regarding owning physical silver? I bought a fairly large amount of physical 90% silver in 2008. Now the price is the same as when I bought it. Let me just say, it's very important when you think about precious metals that you divide your holdings into two kinds of holdings. One is your core holdings, and the core holding is an insurance policy. It's what you have for the worst case. It's the money you can put in your pocket and transact if, for example, we have happen here, and I don't expect it, what happened in Cyprus, but as you know, anything can happen. So this is what you have for the worst case, and it's insurance. It's not an investment. You're not there trying to make money on it. You're trying to make sure you're fine in the worst case. That's your core position. If you have more than your core position, then that's an investment, and I think you need to look at the two separately. As far as I'm concerned, the core is, you know, I don't care what the price of gold and silver is. That's my core position. I'm not going to let go of it. 90% silver is both legal tender and highly divisible. as a core investment. It's one of the best things you can hold. And not surprisingly, in April, when the price started to smash down April, May, and June, we saw the premium on 90% silver, which is normally about 2.5%, shoot up to 12% and then 25%. And literally, then we got to a point where you couldn't buy it, period. Didn't matter what you're willing to pay. So 90% is an excellent core position. If you're holding it as an investment position, then what I would say is you have two choices. You can sell some or all if we get a bump up to 1415 and avoid the risk of another down, or you can just ride through the whole thing, see if the primary trend reasserts. And if the primary trend does reassert, silver ought to be a very, very attractive place to be. If it doesn't, it won't. Same person asked a question about numismatics. How have they fared? I'm not a fan of numismatics, and certainly Franklin isn't either. Generally, I find they underperform the market, and if I held numismatics, I always recommend to people that they swap into bullion coins, and there's no better place than 90% to be. So, so depending on whether it's a core position or investment position, those are sort of the issues to think through. And of course, as I've said before, my guess is even when the primary trend reasserts, I think the political pressure to engineer a long-term bull market in equities is on, and the technology coming into the equity markets is fantastic. And my guess is there are going to be sectors of the equity markets that outperform precious metals going forward. So I think the 12 years of precious metals dramatically outperforming equities is probably going to come to an end. But again, let's see what happens. There's no way to know without watching what Mr. Market says. Next question. This one is terribly long. I have one person who asks 50 questions in once. During your last metals report, I was hoping that you'd give a political viewpoint of where they're willing to let gold and silver go. But I think I already have the answer. We want 7 years to give Germany back their money. It's not likely Germany will be paid with 5,000 or 10,000 per ounce gold. I could not agree more. And you'll hear in the interview with James and Franklin, we talk about how much of what's happening is to drive the price down and to bring in as much gold and silver as possible. The question continues, I like charts and technical analysis, but this is a managed market, so charts can be painted any way they have to be. To my understanding, rules for charts and technical analysis are used as parameters for these algorithmic programs that seems to be harvesting traders and some investors. I think Mr. Turk has the right idea. Just dollar cost average and don't bet the farm. This is a long-term endeavor. With the display of control over the precious metals market, I don't believe they will go to any significant dollar amounts until the powers that be want them to. I couldn't agree more. And let me just finish. According to the U.S. Geological Survey, silver will be the first element on the periodic table to disappear, run out. If I interpreted the information correctly, it should be gone by approximately 2032. And he goes on to ask about the inventories, and I will put that question to Franklin and to James and post the answer when I get it. Another question about Douglas Dillon, who was the former head of Dillon Reed, where I worked. The gentleman writes, he served as the Secretary of the Treasury for two Democrats, Kennedy and Johnson, and then went on to run the Rockefeller Foundation. Could you take a moment and profile this gentleman and his role in promoting the central banking warfare, Anglo-American hegemony that dominates most of the world? If you want to read more about Douglas Dillon, you can on his on the Wikipedia. And Dillon Reed had a biography written of Dillon Reed, which you can buy on Amazon for about a penny. And I would recommend that. There's not a lot of written material about Douglas Dillon. By the time I got to Dillon Reed, he was only the titular head, and the family still had the lead investment, but then they sold it to Bechtel. And so I can't tell you much about Douglas Dillon other than, he certainly had an amazing resume and a very interesting life. So check it out at Wikipedia, and then if you're interested, the Check out Sobel's book on Dylan Reed. There's some links and references to it in the Dylan Reed story that I wrote, Dylan Reed and the Aristocracy of Stock Profits. Wondering if you would agree that what this hedge fund manager writes about gold, and the hedge fund manager, there's a link to an article about gold being gone from the U.S. government. My guess is it would not surprise me if the U.S. government has leased out its gold holdings, and those gold holdings are getting double counted in a variety of places. And it also wouldn't surprise me if some or all of them have been privatized into the black budget coffers. It doesn't take much to realize the pressures that are going to be put financially on the U.S. government, and we've been watching assets moved out for decades while liabilities have been moved back in. And so that wouldn't surprise me at all. I think it's a mistake to focus just on gold. The biggest loss of balance sheet clout out of the U.S. government has been the loss of control of the most valuable technology through the black budget. But certainly as James and Franklin talk about in the interview, we're also watching an extraordinary shift of physical precious metals out of the West and into the East, as this price drop really encourages people who know and appreciate precious metals to buy, to try and buy more. Okay, a couple questions on the blog. What does it mean for all of us with regards to the huge balance sheet the Fed holds, and how can they talk of the sequester effects in such dire terms when the Fed buys as much in 1 month as the total amount of sequester? Also, I don't believe in health insurance either, and I'm amazed we have come to the point where we are required to buy it. Well, that's because so many of us don't want to buy it. Do you think it's possible Roberts was blackmailed? Absolutely. Or threatened in a variety of ways. That's Supreme Court Roberts, who reaffirmed the Obamacare. What does it mean with regard to the huge balance sheet that the Fed holds? I think the Fed is running a shredding operation. They're buying up all the fraud. And if you look at the arbitrages they can run on the federal credit, they can simply generate enough profit to work that position down, and depending on how they do it, simply cut into the amount of dividends they pay back over to the Treasury. So I think it's a shredding operation, and I would think that the Fed is not excited about doing it, because remember, however, once they finish doing it, it's going to put the bankers having much more clout and pressure to be able to put pressure on how the deficit issues get resolved ultimately in the end. And that's always the way it is with creditors. What do you think of the Sheriff of Wall Street reviving his career by running for New York City Comptroller? I think that's very interesting. If you look at all the funny business going on in the New York City Comptroller's operation, I think it's going to be very funny to see Elliot Spitzer in it. He's certainly a guy with a lot of chutzpah, and it doesn't help that he's from a very wealthy family. This time when if he wins, which I think he will, he will certainly have a much greater political savvy than he did before, and I hope his family has enough money to buy him sufficient bodyguards. One person asking me, did Joseph Farrell try to serve you Mr. Pibb, his favorite soft drink? No, but I never knew about it, and he in fact taught me about it. It was a fascinating conversation, and that was one of thousands of things I've learned. The results from quantitative easing so far seem to have dramatically increased the value of stocks, as so much of the money has been reinvested back into the stock market. With this in mind, what, if anything, would finally cause inflation to kick in with respect to the normal prices of goods and services? I don't know about you, but it is... I don't know where you shop, but I think inflation has kicked in with respect to many prices of goods and services, and it's not just that the price of the good is going up, but the quality is going down. Okay, a few more questions, but if I can't finish them today, I will certainly try and do it next week.